Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR?
Just
this means with $10,500,
right,
you can purchase a $295,000 home and have
good
a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
You have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership. What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Tanner Helm is in the house. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Good to be back.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any need today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today National Presidential Joke Day.
This is ridiculous.
National Sons and Daughters Day. Yeah, maybe we'll have that one. I might have to. I wonder if I can tell a joke on my sons. That might work. How about National Raspberry Bombay Day today? And, you know, being that I have beaten anorexia, look at that picture, that National Bombay, Raspberry Bombay. Tanner, you can't go that way because, I mean, you've lost a lot of weight since the last time you were on. You're like a different person.
Yeah, that's I've lost a small child.
Man, I don't want to say
not,
that.
Well, hold on a second. Yeah, whoa. Yeah, that's not what I meant.
Yeah,
34 pounds is what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a bad feeling about that. That one might get us some interesting comments.
Views. We're trying to get those views up.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, checking out the markets this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average. Up 36 points today. I heard a lot of doom and gloom on the pre-market today, talking about the worst week of 2017, all of this North Korea anxiety. There should be none. Oil is down 25 cents per barrel. Mortgage rates, the 10-year treasury at 2.19. I shared with you that I thought we were going to be going down to about 190 on the 10-year treasury as a yield, going down to 1.9. But when you're looking at the 10-year treasury, that we know that is the precursor or sort of a foundation for what mortgage-backed securities are doing. I think that we're in good shape there as well. So what are we talking about? I didn't share this with you. We had it yesterday. I shared it on social media. I should have shared it with all of you as well. Freddie Mac came out with their 10-year or the 30-year mortgage market survey, 3.90. Got to pay a half a point to get that, according to Freddie Mac. Last year, 3.45, so we're up almost half a percentage point there. Last week, we were at 3.93, so we did come down just a little bit. So when we're looking at some of these numbers, you have to wonder, okay, what's going on with them? Is there any fear from North Korea? I'm going to share with you, I don't believe there is. I think it's a lot of bluster on both sides. You think about what does North Korea want? They want to control their company. They don't want regime change. So if the kid that runs North Korea, and I say that with all due maybe a lack of respect. So what does the kid want? I mean, he's 20-some years old. You can't run a country at 20-some years old. You don't have the experience for that. But he knows that if he sends up one bomb, one missile that we believe is targeting any of the coalition or any part of the U.S., he loses exactly what he's been trying to gain. He loses everything because this president is not like President Clinton, not like President Obama. He doesn't have a problem. He's got a bunch of generals that are out there that he's given authority to. And the generals are not – they're there saying, you know something, we don't want to go to war. We've been at war. We know how ugly war is. But if we have to go to war, we do it. We do it quickly. We do it decisively. And we do it overwhelmingly. That means Kim Jong-un ain't no mo. He'll kind of be like a Snapchat snap. Within about 20 seconds, he'll be gone. That's the idea there. So that I don't think he's going to do that. I don't think he wants to play chicken with this current president. Maybe other members of Congress, maybe some of past presidents he might want to play that game with. When you got a bunch of generals, that ain't people that you want to be playing games with. Just my opinion. But we'll go move right along and talk about individuals playing games. Just another congresswoman, and I don't say this with any type of a sexual bias, but it's interesting that we've got now New York Congresswoman Kathleen Rice. She's seen how much publicity the lunatic in California, Maxine Waters, gets, how much publicity she gets for all of her crazy comments. Well, now Kathleen Rice comes out and says Dana Loesch is a domestic security threat.
Really?
I mean, because she appreciates the First Amendment, because she does commercials for the NRA, because she believes in the Constitution, she's a security threat. Miss Rice needs to go and read more of the Snowflake rulings or the books and things like that. I don't get it. Move on to some fun. Well, we'll get to one other serious issue, and then we'll get on to some fun stuff. I do have some interesting. We'll talk about the New England Patriots. I don't know if you saw this story from the New England Patriots, but we're going to talk. I don't know about this deflation, but we'll talk about theirs anyway. Kaiser Family Foundation comes out with a report that healthcare premiums will spike in 2018. Now, why are they going to spike? And they're saying it's because of President Trump. Now, I may be all wet. I watch a lot of news. I follow the news. But if I recall correctly, the law came into effect in 2010, and President Trump was not a congressman, was not a senator, and was not president at the time. So by Mr. Trump following the law, it's his fault that healthcare premiums are spiking. How does that work? I just don't understand some of those things. But hey, that's the liberal media in this day and age. Let's get on to the fun stuff. How about the New England Patriots? It's almost football season. Got to love this one. The New England Patriots are the first team to buy their own plane. I think it's a 767 they bought. Now, here's the issue with the Patriots. Thank goodness they're in the Eastern Conference. They play a lot of their games in the East because rumor has it, I don't know whether it's true or not, but they say that the planes will not be pressurized. They will fly deflated. Just a thought right there. I don't know whether it's true, if that's just part of the information that came out. I did allude to Snapchat earlier. I will mention right now, holy cow, I hope that you did not buy their stock on the initial public offering. Stock is tanking right now. And anybody who's ever bought stocks, who ever knew about stocks, who ever understood about stocks, could predict this one. First off, it's they want to be in the social media world. I'm not smart. I can't even figure out how to use the bloody thing. So if somebody like me who spends about 10 to 12 hours a day on computers, I'm on social media, 50,000 people are within our sphere between Twitter and Facebook, LinkedIn. I can't even figure out how to use Snapchat. My wife, she doesn't understand Facebook. She doesn't understand Word. She doesn't understand how to turn on the computer. Snapchat, she's great with. So I wonder if that maybe she's more the target market to me than I am. That could be the issue. But I'm looking at the stock, and you buy a company. Now, the idea is when you buy a company, you own stock in that company. That means you've got an ownership interest. But in Snap, you don't get to vote. How does that one work? Then you go and you buy the stock, and the owners are getting the cash. So the cash that they, when they sell the company, sure, ownership does want to increase their ownership interest or their liquidity. They want to get some money out. But I think I shared with you way back when I was working at Merrill Lynch, in the late 90s or so, they used to use Quotron machines. So we would see everything that was going on back then. You didn't have the internet like it is right now, although it was the dot-com bubble and it was there, but it wasn't to the same level that we have it today. You'd be able to see what some of the big insiders were doing. And every quarter, like clockwork, the Henry Samueli and the other Henry there, I forgot his name, they were selling 100,000 shares of stock every single quarter. Why would they do that? Well, that's how they got some liquidity. That's how they got some diversification. And if it was on programmed trading, they didn't have to worry about insider trading and insider activity. Well, the CEO, founder of Snap, he just took all his money out at the very beginning. So he's got the voting interest, but has his cash or a lot of his cash out. Is that the idea here? Is that how it works? And you want to invest your money there? I would suggest it's probably not the best place to have your funds, have your money. Just a thought for you. Again, I do not give financial advice. I used to do that for a living. I like the idea of being able to give you my opinion now. I couldn't do that back then. We had to follow what somebody else had to say. and you couldn't share what you really thought about things. When you work for those big companies, they tell you what to think, they tell you what to say, and then they tell you, well, our job is not to make anybody money, but our job is to help people from losing their money. Really? If that was the case, why don't people just put their money under the pillow? They won't lose their money there, and they don't need to worry about making any either. Unbelievable. 60% of workers say jobs takes toll on personal life. You got to love that one. While job creation has been booming under President Trump, more than 1.2 million added since he took office in January. A new study suggests not all workers are happy with the job they have. I should have some of that little soft music there, the snowflakes coming down. 3 out of 20 workers say they are downright miserable. Really?
Damn!
Out of 50,000 workers surveyed by OfficeVibe.com, 15% say they don't see themselves at their current job a year from now. Additionally, 23% of them say they feel drained or very drained upon clocking out each day. Now, I don't know about this new day and age. I'm old-fashioned. When I first started working, you know, you didn't have a gym on every corner. Because what happened was by the time you left your job every day, you were drained. You gave 110% at your job. Now, if you're able to get out, leave work, and go directly from work to the gym, are you putting out at work? I'm just curious there, right? I mean, I started out loading and unloading trucks. If I was loading and unloading a truck and I could go to the gym after work, that means I must have not put it all out at work. It just seems to me, I don't know, maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I'm old. Well, I am old. Maybe I'm old fashioned. Well, we're going to talk about all this and more. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. What states give you the most bang for your real estate buck? People in this age group don't mind marrying someone with debt, and millennials are the most likely to do this shameful thing to their spouses. We'll talk about all of this and more. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? 71 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. What states give you the most real estate bang for your buck? All heard that some areas are more expensive to live in than others. Really, that's a surprise. I wonder if Gomer's around this morning. He could probably help us with that one, really.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
And millennials might not remember Gomer Pyle, but I'm old enough, so maybe you are too. Tax Foundation recently compared each state to find out how far $100 goes in each state, and when compared to the national average, low cost of living, Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, South Dakota, and Kentucky. High cost of living, now here's a bunch of real surprises. Washington, D.C. So $100 gets you $85 worth of stuff in D.C. In Hawaii, it gets you $84 worth of stuff. In New York City, $86 worth of stuff. Jersey, $88. And in California, this is another surprise, it'll only get you about $89 worth of stuff. So here's some of the highlights. If you're thinking about moving across the country, how far will your money go? The majority of the states in the Midwest and South offer a lower cost of living compared to the Northeast and Western states. The biggest bang for your buck comes again, Mississippi. And if you want more information on this stuff, just give me a call. I just posted it on our Facebook pages. And I do remember, I've shared this with you, our friend Paul Chabot ran for Congress, U.S. Congress in the 31st District, lost out there, 31st District of California. He decided after seeing really up close and personal what goes on in California, he decided he wanted to move back to America. He's now in Texas trying to help people get back to America. So that's just a piece from him. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. So we are chatting marketing today. Tanner Helm is with us, the Helm Group. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you with us. So last time you were in, we spoke a lot about marketing, and I guess there's changes in the world of Tanner.
Yes.
Talk about it. What's going on?
Yeah. So, spent the last couple of years doing marketing consulting and recently broke off.
You know what consultants do best, don't you?
Say they're consultants. Yeah, that's it.
I got a lot of friends that are consultants. Yeah. I can say that, right?
Yeah. So, but now broke off to do my own thing, and I don't just have to consult anymore. I actually get to execute on the great ideas and strategies that we have. So, we have a digital marketing agency that's running, you know, business growth for people in the real estate field, as well as our own real estate team that's helping, you know, residents of Orange County sell their homes.
Now, when you're talking about digital, how do you limit that just to Orange County?
Well, there's a lot of ways, but the answer is we don't. For us, you know, we obviously advertise to specifically Orange County, especially through social media. Keywords, things like that, but we have clients all over the country.
Now, there's a lot of that. There's a question there that I know that a lot of our friends are going to question. You advertise specifically to people in Orange County on social media.
Correct.
Now, there's what, last time I saw about 1.7 billion people on Facebook or something like that.
Yeah, something crazy.
And somehow there's like a 500 million people in the United States that are on Facebook, even though we only have a population of 330 million. So somehow I don't know where their math comes from.
Right.
But you can target it that specifically.
Yeah, I mean, geography is actually one of the least specific ways you can target it. So geography, income, occupation, interests. I mean, it's crazy. We ran an ad campaign last week for a client that went specifically to dog owners in a specific zip code. So
really, and
yeah.
So you know all the dog owners in Anaheim?
I don't personally, but yes, they.
But yeah. The bottom line is. What was that done? Is it like
Facebook?
Okay. So Facebook knows the dog owners in Anaheim Hills.
Yeah. Facebook is, they're obviously a social media platform, but they've become a data company. I mean, each Facebook account has hundreds of thousands of data points that they run on you voluntarily and involuntarily. You know, they buy third-party data from other sources and things like that. And basically your Facebook profile is one big data source for advertisers to put their message in front of you.
Is it expensive for a small business? Is it affordable for a small business to use a service like yours?
Yeah, it's the most affordable. So for example, right now for every $50 to $100 we're spending, we're reaching anywhere between 10 and 20,000 targeted people.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. I shouldn't say funny because I've seen a few businesses, mm-hmm. Here in Anaheim Hills, and I know one of them recently went out of business.
Yeah.
And it was a dog, dog food, gourmet dog food.
Yeah.
So if they, for $50 or $100, they could reach the right demographic of people who are looking for gourmet dog food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you can make some assumptions. I mean,
right.
If it's going to be gourmet dog food, it's got to be somebody in a higher net worth neighborhood.
Right.
And a higher net worth income. It's not going to be the barrio.
Yeah,
he's not going to probably buy gourmet dog food.
Yeah, you'd think unless they're
really really hungry, maybe it might not be the dog.
Right. You never know. I mean, I saw an article last week about millennials making their home purchase based on the accommodations for their pets and things like that. So yeah, you never know about the income range, but yeah, you can get so detailed on audience targeting and interests and behaviors and websites they've been on recently and things like that. And for the cost, I mean, you can't. I'd challenge any marketer out there to hit, 20,000 extremely targeted people, for $50 or $100. You can't do that through direct mail. You can't do that through, Google. You can't do that through billboard. There's no way to do that.
Absolutely. And that great information right there. I say some of these things tongue in cheek, because if you do put enough analytics in there, I've actually been able to get to 40 people out of Facebook.
Yeah.
Where you can do an ad that goes only to 40 people.
Yep.
Right? Because you want only people that are in a certain zip code and only people that are within that zip code that went to a certain high school.
Yep.
Right? So if you know that much about people, you can actually get really, really targeted.
Yeah, you can get extremely targeted. And then there's all types of crazy things you can do. You can put, like, if you have an existing customer database, for example, you can upload that into Facebook, and Facebook will run all of their data points on those people. And then create what they call a lookalike audience. So it's people that aren't in your database but have common traits of your database that you can now advertise to. So if your common client is, a 35 to 55-year-old male that makes over $150,000 a year and, likes baseball, then they'll find all of those people outside of your audience that you can now advertise to.
That's fascinating. I want to talk more about this with Tanner Helm when we come back. If you've got questions for Tanner, go right ahead and put them on there. Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. Ron Siegel Radio. You'll see a live stream going on right now. So Tanner's right there. I monitor that during the broadcast. Go ahead and just put any questions you have there. If we get to them, we're going to try and get to them. So just go right there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, millennials are most likely to do this shameful thing to their spouses. I wonder what it is. And people in this age group don't mind marrying somebody with debt. Do those two things have anything in common? We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And again, if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. That's why I know yours is as well. Credit Sanitizer, they have a strategy. They have the solutions for you. People in this age group don't mind marrying someone with debt. What is the age group? Yeah, you could have guessed this one. Millennials appear to be more willing than other generations to take a spouse for better or for worse. I guess my board.
I got a bad feeling about
this. Exactly. I got a bad feeling about this one. Older generations are more likely to refuse to marry someone with a lot of debt. 70% of people 65 and older said they would say no, compared with 45% of the people 18 to 24 years old, according to a study from legal services site Avvo, which surveyed more than 2,300 U.S. adults. A person's willingness to wed someone saddled with debt corresponded roughly with their age, with older people showing more reluctance. So here's the percentages. 18 to 24 is 45%. 25 to 34, 55%. 35 to 44, 56%. I'm not going to go through all of them, but older folks are more cautious. Really? I'm surprised by that statistic. And Gomer fell asleep again. Come on, Gomer.
Surprise, there you are. Surprise.
Older folks are more cautious. Part of that is driven purely by experience, and they're obviously much closer to retirement and can't afford to take on someone who owes a lot of money. I hope my wife isn't listening to this one.
More money, more money, more money.
That is the Your Credit Matters segment today, again brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So we are chatting this morning. Tanner Helm is with us. We're talking about digital marketing, how you can do that for your business. It can be done for any business. It's amazing. You know, a lot of we heard so much talk during, and not a political statement, but although I do get political every once in a while, but you know, during the Obama administration, we heard a lot about the NSA and what they were doing and what they were watching.
Yeah.
And I wonder, seems to me that maybe Facebook knows more than the NSA. I mean, they know a lot about people.
Yeah, they know
what we're doing.
Yeah, they know a lot, and they know probably more than most people. You know, I always joke around when people are like, "Oh, I'm on Facebook, but my account's private," and it's like, it's not private. You know, like if somebody wants that information, they can get it. And not that even that's secure, but the only way to do it is to stay off Facebook. But yeah, if you're on there, they have everything they need.
You know, and it's very fascinating to me. I heard one time I saw a report they were chatting about that Facebook has come up with a method now to even though they don't ask you for your income,
yeah,
they've pretty much figured out what your income is.
Right. Yeah. And they, you know, I mean, obviously it comes from various sources, but they also buy third party data as well and plug it into their platform. So you can go in and see, like when you go through Facebook's advertising platform, if you type in net worth, for example, and you hover your mouse over that, on the right-hand side, it'll tell you where that data actually comes from. It'll tell you where they're getting it. Yeah. And so some of it will be third-party. It'll say data source, and it'll say, you know, it's a third-party, or it'll say whatever. Some of it obviously is from things you've posted on Facebook or websites you've visited and all of that stuff, but it's also a lot of data that's purchased as well.
And I know I saw one time they were talking about the idea that, you know, if you live in a specific zip code, they'll look and say – they put all these things together. So this zip code has home values of X.
Right.
And you're going and you're putting information in there. Do you own or rent your home? So now they know another piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
And then they can say, okay, well, if you're owning a home in that zip code and you've got a mortgage and, you know, they've put all these things to validate, this is pretty much – you probably earn between X and Y.
Yeah, it's crazy. One of the – I was reading a report the other day, and I don't know how true it is, but they were saying that out of all the ways to target an audience on Facebook through advertising, the income and the net worth is some of the most accurate data that they have.
Really?
Yeah, because they're actually, like I said, they're purchasing it and matching it with your online behavior, not just, you know, a lot of it is, like I said, online behavior. You know, you go click a survey and they get all that information, all that stuff. So their income and net worth is supposedly some of the most accurate information they have on your account.
Have you ever found anything that, you know, that you just can't target through Facebook? I mean, we talked to window people, and we talked to how broad is it of these services that you can really target directly?
It's, you know, I don't want to say you can target whoever you want, because obviously there's certain things that are hard to target. You know, you can, you know, I for example, an investor friend reached out to me and said, hey, I'm you know, trying to you know, get people that want to invest in real estate. And it's like, you can kind of work around that audience, but you can't specifically say, hey, I'm looking for anybody with an extra $10,000 that wants to come invest in real estate. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's one of those things where there's workarounds to audiences, but there's also the very detailed specifics that you can get as well. But I mean, regardless of what you're doing, real estate, you know, any type of small business or service, you can find your audience on Facebook.
Is it, what's the experience level? Does it require going to somebody, an expert, or is it one of those things that, you know, if you do enough research, you can, you know, spend enough money, you can find the answer?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely one of those things you can learn on your own. There's plenty of resources out there. If you go to YouTube and look at how to, you know, how to run Facebook ads, there's millions of videos, I'm sure. But it's just like anything else. I mean, you can learn how to do just about anything, or, you know, you can, I mean, I could YouTube how to change the oil. I just recently YouTubed how to change the headlights on my car, and I snapped off two of the clips, and now my headlight doesn't stay put, you know? And so it's like, I can do that myself, or I can take it to the shop, pay a premium, and have somebody that knows what they're doing for a living do it for me. And I end up probably saving more money that way anyways, because I'm not, now I have to go buy clips, I have to replace, you know, it's like a whole thing, you know.
And then you're not overwhelmed and exhausted, right?
Right. Exactly.
Tying back to our early segment, if
right.
you didn't catch the broadcast. But right, I mean, that's really what that gets back to, is you're able to hire somebody else to do what they do well.
Yeah.
So that you can go and enjoy your life and spend a little bit more time doing what you do well, and hopefully you enjoy your job enough that you're doing something you really enjoy.
Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to is, you know, especially, you know, coming from where I'm at in the real estate field in particular, a lot of real estate agents aren't meant to be marketers.
Sure.
You know, they're meant to be salespeople, or they're meant to be relationship facilitators, or whatever you want to call them. And so for me, it's like, look, you can spend hours a day learning how to run Facebook advertising effectively. And that's two different things, running Facebook ads and running Facebook ads that
big
work.
Big difference, right.
Right. So you can learn how to do it effectively, or you can decide what your time's worth and say, okay, I'm going to pay somebody $2,000 a month to do that, because the results are going to come and it's going to be worth way more than me wasting 5 hours a day to learn how to do it. And probably, you know, it's all marketing, so it still takes time to work, but it can take you 3 months or it can take you a year if you're doing it wrong, you know?
Sure. So you've been doing this for a while now, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you see as the return, because it's the scalability, right? So if I wanted to put, you know, $200 into face advertising, into my ad spend.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know what the cost is for me to have somebody manage that. But if I say I'm doing $200 worth of an ad spend, am I going to get one transaction a year out of that? Am I going to get a month or any,
yeah.
any history on that?
Yeah, so it's really hard to say, you know, you spend X, you get Y, especially on social media marketing. I will say that almost every single client that I've had that has done it, done what I've told them to do essentially, or I've been able to do it for them, they've seen results in the first 90 days. And when I say results, I mean, they've seen a deal in escrow
okay.
or they've seen contracts signed. But there's no like dollar for dollar that you can really look at. There's also a lot of intangible results. I mean, I talked earlier about ads that are reaching 20,000 people. I've never met a small business owner that's like, yeah, you know, everything's great, but just too many people know me, you know? It's like
exactly.
you get that massive exposure on your deal or your service or whatever it is. That's a win in my book, even if you don't get a transaction from it. And so it's really hard.
So that's the branding part of it.
Exactly. It's a branding thing. And that's really what I do, is I don't necessarily look for like how many leads did this ad generate. I look for how many conversations do we have? Because if we can have more conversations with more people, then we generate more business.
In certain industries, that's absolutely the whole target right there.
Yeah.
Right? The more you can get into it, obviously the online businesses or things like that, you're really looking just to how
right.
many eyeballs you're getting, but that's still engagement.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So you really want to be just engaged. So it doesn't really matter what line of work it is.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's regardless of what you're doing, you're trying to get in front of more people and you're trying to, you know, when I say have a conversation, like you said, you're trying to get them to click on your deal or you're trying to get them to click, you know, purchase or whatever it may be. It all comes down to conversations and exposure on your product. And so if you can get it in front of the right person, then you can convert them.
How many different ads do you have to run? So if you're running, say, an ad on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, it seems to me like, you know, who knows what the right ad is right out of the box.
Yeah.
Right? You know, the targeting, you know, who knows, you know, is the right message hitting the right person at the right time? But what's the right message?
Right, exactly.
Do you have to do a lot of testing, like A-B testing or things like that?
We have our system pretty dialed in for anything in the real estate field, whether it's mortgage, escrow, real estate agents trying to generate buyers or sellers, whatever it may be. We have that side pretty dialed in. Now, when we get into different verticals, then it starts to get interesting because, you know, like you were saying, you might have the right audience and the wrong message, or you might have the right message, wrong audience, or, you know, you sent the ad out at a bad time, or there's so many variables. But at the end of the day, social is moving so fast and marketing and advertising is changing so quick that regardless of if you have a system, I mean, I've had my system dialed in for almost over a year now, and we're still changing it week to week, ad to ad. I mean, literally last weekend we ran two ads simultaneously. One did great, one did terrible. And it was like, well, I guess we got to tweak something. You know, it's like
sure.
it's time to make a change. And so there's always a ramp-up period, but I tell people this all the time. It's like there's a ramp-up period if you're doing direct mail. There's a ramp-up period if you're doing television commercials. Like, it doesn't just hit and work. Like, that never right. happens in marketing. And so, you know, the key is being able to take all the analytics that Facebook provides you, look at them, and assess, okay, where do we go wrong? And then, I mean, they have crazy things now where you can even split test inside of Facebook's ad platform. So you can run the exact same ad to two separate audiences and test one with this tweak and one with this tweak.
Jeez.
And figure out exactly what's working better. You can compare them side by side. Like, it's absolutely incredible what you can do on there.
So when we come back, what I want to chat with Tanner Helm about is how long does it take? What is, you know, I tell people on radio all the time if they're going to come on our broadcast, we have to hit the right person, right time, right minute. It's really luck. Right. I mean, we don't know who's listening and who's going to listen on any given day. So you have to invest in it. You have to be there for an extended period of time. How long does it take when you're dealing with social media? We're going to talk to Tanner Helm about that when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also talk about millennials are most likely to do this shameful thing to their spouses. What is it? Already. We'll talk about that when we come back. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star is the only mortgage company I know of that has the Fast Pass approval. No more pre-approvals when you have the Fast Pass approval. Already gone through the underwriters. They've already looked at the file. No loan contingency. Your real estate professionals can check box J4 on the residential purchase agreement. No loan contingency. Your offer is same as cash. Got to have a couple of things. You got to have the appraisal come in, and you have to have a clear title. That's all basic stuff, but the loan is done. Millennials most likely to do this shameful thing to their spouses. This is one secret millennials don't want you to know. Nearly one in four, 23% of millennials say they have hidden purchases from their spouse or partner. According to a survey, roughly 2,700 adults released Thursday by Northwestern Mutual. Meanwhile, just 17% of Gen Xers and 8% of boomers say they've done that. 23% of millennials have hidden purchases from their spouse. If you're one of the Gen Xers, 17% said they've done it, 8% of boomers have done it, 92% of the boomers are smart enough to know they just did not say it when they got the
right.
phone call.
Right. Right. That's what really happened.
Exactly.
The older generation just not going to snitch.
We're not going to talk about that because nothing is secret anymore.
Right.
That's the real story. I mean, my wife, God bless her, and I love her to death. I'm 30 years into a life sentence, but I mean, I'm sure she's bought stuff without me knowing about it, and I know I've bought stuff without her knowing about it, and we'll just keep it that way. That's the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage and their Fast Pass Loan Approval. Chatting this morning with Tanner Helm, we're talking about marketing, social media marketing. Tanner, I had a fun time way back when, and you know, when you talk about way back when you're talking about social media marketing, that might have been last week.
Right, exactly.
I actually ran probably for about a year or so. We did something, and hopefully they're not listening in Facebook right now, but we did something called Facebook Ads That Stuck.
Okay.
And all it was geared for was branding.
Yeah.
Right, so you have to know what you're looking to do. I would run these ads when I'd be going to do certain speaking engagements in different areas. And you put up a picture of me, which nobody's going to click on, and a very poor call to action, which nobody's
on. Yeah.
And, you know, it would just tell you what you did, and you pay per click.
Right.
Right? Nobody clicked on it. So for $50, I think I had 1.4 million impressions.
There you go.
Right? So you have to understand what you're looking to accomplish.
Yeah.
Now, Facebook doesn't allow that anymore, so don't try and do that. I think we did it 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
They've gotten wise to those type of things.
Right.
Because they're, like you said earlier, they're changing every week.
Yeah, I mean, it's changing so fast.
Right.
So fast.
So the question I would pose is because, you know, in the last segment, we kind of finished off in radio, and that's an old medium. I mean, obviously, I know doing radio. I tell anybody that comes on the broadcast with us that for them to really click or to generate excitement, we don't do infomercials.
Right.
Right. So it's going to be luck, right? You have to have the right person. All those things, coincidences don't work.
Yeah.
It's repetition. It's consistency. And if somebody wants to do well in radio, if they want to get into advertising, if they want to, you know, share their message, whatever that might be, it's all about consistency and repetition.
Yeah.
And I know that it's going to take 13 to 15 weeks of consistency and repetition for the message to be heard.
Yeah.
What do you find in social media? Because I know that if you run an ad one time today, the likelihood of getting any success is going to be pretty slim.
Yeah, I mean, to an extent. So the interesting thing about like a Facebook ad, for example, is it's so highly targeted that you're already eliminating a ton of the variables on your advertising dollar. You know it's going to exactly who you need it to go to. So, for example, a client of mine in South Orange County last week, we ran a couple Facebook advertisements for some new listings she had. And the first one she spent $50 on, and we ran it, and she picked up two buyers off of it. instantly. I mean, in 4 days.
Okay.
And so it's, you know, I mean, to an extent, yes. I mean, and not to say like that's how it always happens. I'd love it if it did, but there's been plenty of ads we ran that haven't generated anything. So, but again, it comes down to what you're considering results, the exposure, the conversations, the engagement, the brand recognition, all that stuff to me is also results. But yeah, it eliminates so many of the variables that it allows you to drive a quicker response if you know your message is correct. So that's where the real, I mean, the variable comes less from your audience and more so from your message. And that's where we really start to find, you know, I tell everybody, regardless of how confident I am in our advertising, give us a 90-day run.
Okay.
You know, because in 90 days, it's at least a big enough sample that you can see, okay, maybe we got a deal in contract, maybe we didn't, but either way, you're at least seeing, okay, X amount of people are clicking on my ads, X amount of people are sending me messages, I had all these conversations. There's some type of results that you can kind of analyze after 90 days.
From there.
Exactly.
So it's not, even though you may get something overnight, the idea here is we're not looking for that overnight. We need to really, it's a real business.
Right, right. And I'm a much bigger fan of branding than I am of truly marketing. I think that goes a lot longer, a lot farther than a lot of people give us credit for.
Okay, so I'm a simple guy here, Tanner.
Yeah.
Give me the difference between branding versus marketing. What is those two?
So the example I always tell people is, you know, my phone, my screen cracked recently. The battery's starting to die a lot and everything else. And I have an iPhone, right? Next month, when it's time for me to finally get a new phone, I'll go straight back to Apple and I'll buy an iPhone. And that's because of their brand.
Okay.
It's because of their product, but it's also because of their brand. They've created a brand that kind of penetrated pop culture, and now it's a status thing to have an iPhone versus, you know, anything else. And, you know, there's all types of variables on it. Now, marketing or sales, to me, that would be the equivalent of, you know, using the same analogy, that would be the equivalent of Apple calling me today and saying, hey, you know, are you in the market to buy a new cell phone? We'd love to talk to you about our new iPhone coming out in November.
Okay.
And so for me, brand goes a lot farther because it has longevity on it. Now, sales work. Don't get me wrong. And marketing works.
At some point, you have to get a sale.
Right.
Right. But, I mean, nobody can afford to keep branding if they don't sell that iPhone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's what you do with the sales when you get them to leverage them to build the brand up. It's kind of a weird balancing act between the two. But like I said, all of my marketing, if you want to call it that, my advertising on Facebook is built to drive more conversations with more people. That's really what it comes down to. Because if you
can
do that.
And that's the key thing right there, is knowing what you're trying to get.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I mean, some people want to get that immediate, ring the cash register, and that's all that matters to me.
Yeah, but what I tell people too is, like, you know, I have a lot of clients that are big on the phones. They dial for 3-4 hours every single day.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, right, exactly. One, they're burnt out at the end of every day. But two, they're trying to do the exact same thing I'm trying to do. They pay $100 for their dialer subscription, and they pay, you know, X amount for their data and everything else. And all they're trying to do is have a conversation at the end of the day. I'm trying to do the exact same thing. The only difference is I'm putting a Facebook ad out in front of people, and that conversation's costing me $2 versus whatever you're spending on your data. You can call 400 people one morning and only have 3 conversations, and I can spend $50 and have 60 conversations.
And you can if you get more of those conversations, eventually it's the numbers. You have to talk to enough people.
Exactly.
But if you're talking to the right people, boy, then you have a lot more opportunity of success.
Yeah, your conversion rate goes up.
And maybe you can work less. Maybe you can spend a little bit more time with your family.
Yeah.
Right? Because you end up looking at those type of things. And I've got a dear friend of mine in Florida. He works 4 days a week every other week and has a 7-figure income. I've seen the W-2, so it's not just talking about
yeah.
it. Because he's saying that if you're working smarter instead of harder, and I think that's what you're saying also, if you're putting your ad in front of the right people instead of everybody,
yeah.
you're going to be much better off.
Yeah, I'm super interested in communication, and so I think our consumers are communicating differently now. So if we can come to them and communicate with them on their platform.
You want to go to their party instead of trying to force them at a different party.
Yeah.
Great information as always. We appreciate Tanner Helm. If you want more information on Tanner or his service, just go to our Facebook page. We'll put some contact information there. Tanner knows where to find me. I know where to find him. It's pretty simple.
Right.
Set your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day.
It's 5 o'clock, so hold up.